From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. About three quarters of commercial insurance policies expire at midnight tonight. When they're renewed for 2002, most will no longer cover damages from acts of terrorism. The insurance industry warned months ago it was planning to make the change, so some members of Congress tried to pass legislation to allow the federal government to back up the insurance companies. The bill passed the House but died in the Senate. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook now reports, some economists worry the expiration of terrorism insurance policies could push the U.S. economy into a deeper slump.
The insurance industry has never dealt with anything like this before. The most expensive natural disaster in American history was Hurricane Andrew in 1992. The insurance industry estimates that the cost of that, in today's terms, was about $19 billion. Cost estimates of the World Trade Center collapse are already two or three times that, some $50 billion. When insurance companies calculate risk, they can only look at past events and use them to predict future events. Figure out how likely it is, for instance, that there will be a hurricane, and then charge premiums accordingly. Hurricane insurance is much cheaper in Iowa than in Florida, for example. Julie Rochman of the American Insurance Association walks on a busy street in Washington, D.C.
Terrorism is uninsurable. We can't spread it. We can't assess it. We can't price it. We just can't get a handle on it. We don't know if the next terrorist attack is going to come in New York or in Des Moines. We don't know if the next terrorist attack is going to be on a building or it's going to be on a cornfield. We don't know anything about it.
Rochman says risk assessors have seen one massive incident and no way of predicting the likelihood of another one. In a graph that's a fairly low and smooth line with one horrible data point on September 11th. And the fiscal burden is not only felt by the insurers of the World Trade Center, but also by small business insurers of the coffee kiosks and hot dog stands. Rochman stops by an Express clothing store right next to the main offices of the Secret Service. She says it's not just government and big businesses that have to worry about terrorism insurance anymore.
Now, a clothing store like this one, which before September 11th you would have looked at and said, oh, what's the risk of a terrorist doing anything in that clothing store? It was pretty much Zippo. Now, we know that it's in the shadow of a very important property, the Secret Service building, or in fact, we're not that far from the White House. So something could happen here simply because we're located next to a potential target.
Insurance companies will cover the estimated $50 billion of damage from the attacks of September 11th, with help from reinsurers, companies that insure insurance companies, thereby spreading around the risk of any one event. But those reinsurance companies have given notice that they will no longer sell terrorism coverage at any price. That leaves regular commercial insurance companies to decide how much risk they'll take on their own if they'll insure against terrorism damage at all. And if they don't, businesses could have trouble securing bank loans. Loretta Werders with the Insurance Information Institute says without loans, regular business expansion could slow and drag down the whole U.S. economy.
And this will have a definite ripple effect across the economy. Individual businesses will decide not to do things, whether it's loan money or start construction or expand operations, because they don't have terrorism coverage.
Warder says barring help from the government, it could take years for the insurance industry to stabilize and develop an understanding of the risks of a terrorist attack and therefore the prices for premiums.
If you don't know what the prices are going to be, if you don't know where those risks are going to be, you could in effect put the insurance industry out of business and create total havoc for the U.S. economy.
There are many economists, however, who are a bit more measured with their predictions. After all, some say, it is a free market economy. Upstart companies could take on that risk, charge lower premiums, and thrust themselves into the insurance business, though reportedly that hasn't happened yet. So the question is, just how much upheaval will there really be? Robert Leighton is director of the economic studies at the Brookings Institution.
The real problem is new construction and whether or not banks will finance any new loans on any new buildings, let alone especially large buildings that could be targets of terrorist attacks, whether you'll see any financing and therefore new construction. And if all this grinds to a halt, you could see a potentially significant downshift in investment. And that's the real danger.
Leighton says if investment slows because of a lack of terrorism insurance, it would harm the economy. And at that point, Congress is almost sure to step in with some sort of federal backup for insurance companies. No economist or insurance company knows what will happen in this complex chain of business reactions. And that's just the problem. Amid such uncertainty, businesses are unable to prepare for changes and left only to react to them. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.